Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone everywhere to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to have a supernatural marriage. Now, many of you that I'm speaking to right now, your marriage is dead. Some of you are contemplating leaving your husband, leaving your wife. Many are involved in adulterous affairs. Many are guilty over these adulterous affairs that you've had years ago. You don't know what to do, but you do know this. It's putting a wall between you and your spouse, and you don't know what to do about it. Well, my guests have been raised up by God, Audrey and Bob Meissner, to help you. They have a book called Your Supernatural Marriage, and three DVD teachings that will transform a dead marriage and make it incredible, will transform a good marriage and make it what God really wanted it to be. Now, on yesterday's broadcast, we found out that Audrey had been involved in an adulterous affair. She became impregnated. She had a child. She before the child was born, obviously, before she even knew she was pregnant, and it was a biracial child, she went to Bob, asked for his forgiveness, and didn't know what was going to happen. Then when the child, when she found out she was pregnant, it compounded things. You mentioned, Audrey and Bob, a statement. You two were two broken people because you loved each other, but there was something coming between you that you didn't think could ever happen. It was insidious. It didn't just start by Audrey waking up one day and saying, I'm going to have an adulterous affair. Sin is insidious. It starts just with a thought and just slowly, little by little. So I say to you, if you're involved in a little bit of an office romance from the viewpoint of flirting, stop right this minute. And Audrey is for sure saying, stop.
I am so passionate about that, Sid, because people think that they can just control that relationship and friendship they have with the opposite sex. But, you know, I wasn't even physically attracted to this guy at the beginning. It was literally just a friendship. And something happened in my heart where he started feeding something that I didn't even know I needed. And that's when the attraction began. And that's when it took a turn that I would never have expected. So you said that so well, Sid. Just to please don't think that you can control this. Don't play around with that kind of fire. It's not worth it.
Okay, you relocate. God supernaturally provides for every one of your needs, but you're still two broken people. And now you're pregnant, and it's beginning to show, and you have to tell your children. You have three children. You do it one day. And tell me very briefly, Bob, because I thought it was very supernatural the way you explained what was going on to your children. And what were their ages?
Yeah, my oldest was 15, my son, my daughter was 13, and then my third born, David, was 10.
And tell us how you told them.
Yeah, they're precious, precious. And I remember that evening when I called the family together just for a family meeting. And here we are living in a new city, and, you know, they're like, you know, an adventure. What are we going to do? But when they came into our bedroom, they saw Mom and Dad sitting on the floor crying their eyes out. They were so scared and nervous at that moment. But I got up immediately, and I went to the bed, and I pulled the queen-size blanket from the bed, and I just covered Audrey from head to foot. And I knelt down beside her, and I wrapped my arms around her, and I looked deep into my children's eyes, and I said, kids, this is what God does when we make a mistake. He comes to us, he covers us, and he wraps his arms around us, and he says, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. with Audrey covered and held in my arms, I continued just to reaffirm to my children how much I loved their mom, how much we belong, that we're a family. And I just spoke so much security, as much as I could, that we are a family and that I'm not going anywhere. With Audrey held in my arms and covered, I said to them, "You're going to have a baby brother." My oldest son knew immediately what had happened, and he's crying. My daughter, who's 13, she's crying and crying. And then all of a sudden, she gets this big smile on her face, and she looks at me and she says, "Daddy, we're having a baby." She sees my pain and cries, but she cannot contain her excitement. And she says, "Daddy, we're having a baby." My 10-year-old, David, he's looking at all of us, and he says, "I'm so confused." He says, "I'm not going to be the youngest anymore." We were going to be okay. Mm-hmm. And it was several months later, you know, again, many painful days, painful nights, but God was working on my heart, creating in me a greater capacity to love. I needed to know how much my father loved me. And in knowing that love, I'm able to love my son. So,
but I have to ask you a question. When this first happened and you went to a counselor and the counselor advised you some of the principles you're speaking now, covering your wife's sin, but he told you to sleep in the same bed with her. How did
that
you react?
The very first night, yes. And I was, because I was in so much confusion on what to do. That very first night, I thought, you know, do I sleep on the couch? Do I get a hotel? Do I go somewhere? You know, what do I do tonight? And it's in these first moments that are extremely prominent and just important in our lives, in these moments of crisis, because we can turn one way or the other. And he said this to me. He said, "Bob, you're going to get right back into your marriage bed tonight. You will not spend a night apart from each other because we will not participate with a spirit of divorce." And that is what I call my darkest night ever, because I stared out the window and it was just pitch black. Not only was every hope and dream and desire for my future erased, but all of a sudden, every happy memory of 17 years was gone. And I was entering into a place of despair. And a place of despair is where there is no hope. But we serve a supernatural God who is a God of all hope.
I think about it 11 years later, Sid. And here we are sitting here talking to you. And our little guy, Robert, who Bob gave him his name, is one of the happiest little guys you will ever meet. And our family is so happy. And where the enemy said that my kids are going to be messed up, our kids are now 26 and 23 and 21, and Robert's 11. But those older kids, every one of them has a deep, abiding walk and personal relationship with God.
Tell me about what happened as far as your repentance for your sin. How did God deal with that? How did you deal with that?
Yes, when I first repented to Bob, it was just out of pure obedience. I didn't feel close to God. I didn't feel close to Bob. I was so involved emotionally with this other guy. I just sort of went through the action, so to speak, because my heart had become so hardened because of justifying sin. It hardens your heart, and I just couldn't even feel God's presence. But I wanted to. I craved it. I wanted God to heal my heart. And what I did was I just said, "God, I want to hate the sin that I just committed. I'm having a hard time because I miss this guy. I had an emotional attachment to this guy, and I don't ever want to have that. I don't want to just be clean from this whole thing." You know how alcoholics say, you know, "I've been clean for 12 years, 6 months, and 3 days. I don't want that. I don't want to just be clean. I want to be free. I want to actually hate what I did. And right now, I don't have that." And so my repentance came in layers as I just asked God to soften my heart and I repented again and again. I know that God forgave me the first time I asked. I know the power of Jesus' forgiveness, but my own heart needed to be softened by just asking God every day in humility, God, soften my heart, heal my brokenness, meet me in your presence in the secret place. And so I just asked God, help me to hate the sin. And you know, I've talked to women who are involved in affairs and think that they will never get over the other guy. They will tell me that they are so in love with this other guy that they'll never get over it. But I want to say to that one that's listening right now that says, I'm glad it worked for you, but I'll never stop thinking about this other guy. And I just want to say, there is a supernatural power of God and the Holy Spirit to literally give you a new heart with new desires back for your husband. And it takes participation. You have to intentionally say, God, I want your desires. But I'll tell you, 11 years later, I am so free from those thoughts. And I am so, and it wasn't, didn't take 11 years. It was just a matter of 6 or 8 months.
Tell me, because you teach this all over, and that's why we have these three DVDs in the book, Your Supernatural Marriage. Give me an example of an impossible situation in a marriage that God rectified.
Yes, that was the, what happened was they came in touch with us, and what had happened is that the man in the marriage was living a dual lifestyle, and he had a mistress for 25 years, and it was completely kept a secret, and the other person never knew about it until the other person died and he was in the will. And then the wife found out about this dual lifestyle that he had been living. And you know what? There was no natural way that there could ever be forgiveness for that kind of a sin. And yet God in his supernatural power, there's a story behind it where God met her and really helped her to forgive her husband. And that is supernatural forgiveness. There is nothing natural about that. And Bob and I experienced supernatural forgiveness for each other as well. And those were incredible stories of how God's...
Well, what I love about what you're sharing is if God could cause your marriage to be what he wanted it to be, from being dead to being incredible, if he could do it for you, as you like to say, that you do not believe that there is any marriage that cannot be restored. And that's why you put together these three teaching DVDs and the book, Your Supernatural Marriage, for those of you that have actually given up, that are numb over your marriage. It's time for a supernatural transformation. The three DVDs and the book, Your Supernatural Marriage, available for a gift of $40. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.